Some Americans are more than a month now into social distancing and hunkering down at home. If you're living with your partner, that means you may be seeing a lot more of each other, and for some, tensions and frustrations are inevitable given the circumstances we're currently facing. Julie and John Gottman are psychologists and therapists who specialize in relationships. They also happen to be married. They are both seeing patients virtually, and the Gottmans say if you are struggling to handle this pressure cooker moment with your partner, you're definitely not alone.
What we're seeing is that there's a clash between the terrible anxiety about catching the virus and having to stay sequestered 24/7, which means that anxiety has no place to go but towards the partner. Then what happens is there can be an explosion when they have a difference of opinion, whereas there's no place to escape. Now, it makes it very tough to negotiate how to solve problems that are very substantial these days. What we've found in our research is that couples, when they are trying to deal with stress, will often try to solve a problem rather than listening to each other's emotions. So what we advise is for one person to be the speaker, the other the listener, and for that listener simply to ask questions to deepen their understanding.
Exactly. To be really like a tourist in the landscape of your partner's mind and heart, and just listen and try to understand. That can have an enormous impact. And research shows that that's one of the things that keeps relationships and sustains relationships, is being your partner's ally during times of stress.
I guess one thing we all have realized in relationships and in times of quarantine, we're spending, many of us are, much more physical time in close quarters, cohabitating with our partner. How does that play into the kind of therapy you're talking about? Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Do you need to find ways to create your own space sometimes?
You know, I think there's a big spectrum, David, in how comfortable people are being in close quarters together. What can happen is those little bickerings begin, right? Little disagreements, the tone gets a little negative. And it's at those times when it's really good to stop, take a break. If you're having a conversation with your partner, take a break to calm down. Don't think about the discussion you're having. Get out of visual range and audio range of your partner and do something self-soothing that calms you down, that gets you out of fight or flight, and then return to your partner at a designated time you've already agreed to and continue the discussion, especially if you've done some good self-soothing. It'll feel like you've had a brain transplant and it's a brand new conversation.
Right. That physiological part of conversations is a very, very important thing because, you know, when people's heart rate exceeds 100 beats a minute, they just can't listen very well. They feel like they're physically in danger. And so don't feel like you have to solve the problem immediately. Taking a break is a really great idea.
So it sounds like it takes a balance. I mean, it's relying on your partner to feel less alone, but also finding those moments of space when you need it.
That's exactly right.
We had some listeners writing in, and some seemed really interested in whether or not to make big life decisions when we're all going through a crisis like this. And I think about what advice you might have for couples who were maybe already in a difficult moment and thinking about breaking up, but not having made that final decision. Like, what would you do if you were them now that we're in this crisis?
Well, David, if the decision they're trying to make is whether or not to break up, this is a terrible time to be making that decision. There's too much external pressure. The circumstances that the couple is finding themselves in is negative in all kinds of ways. They're lacking sometimes financial stability. They're lacking support from their friends, except virtually. Everything is different. They can't go exercise. They can't get social connection. They can't even go to work and be with their colleagues. It's very hard to make the right decision under the conditions of being inside a pressure cooker. Wait until life resumes, life becomes normal.
Well, could I just ask you about the pressure cooker rule as it's applied to a different decision, like getting married? What if a couple was really getting closer to making that big decision coming into this crisis? I mean, is it something you go forward with and you say, wow, our marriage is a product of this crazy time together? Or should you kind of put things on hold, as you said, because there's so many external forces?
Well, that's the kind of decision, I think, that takes a lot of conversation. And fortunately, most people have the time to have those conversations. Yeah. So they can have some wonderful talks that can lead them towards making a decision about that. Things like, what would help you to trust me more? What does commitment mean to you? What did commitment look like in your own family growing up? And how would you want it to be between us?
Anchoring yourself in the future is a really healthy thing to do, projecting what the future can be once we return to normality.
Well, let me finish by asking the two of you about your marriage in the time of quarantine. How is it going? Have there been any bumps in the road? Anything you can share personally that might help all of us?
I think for me personally, at least, we're having time to have deeper conversations that are what we began with 33 years ago.
It's a time when we can set aside blocks of time to listen to each other and dream and think about things like, what do we want to travel? What adventures do we want to have right now? And how do we become more playful? We've decided we're going to learn Tai Chi together. So we have a set of videos. And we're going to both try to master Tai Chi.
At our ripe old ages.
Right.
Well, best of luck with the Tai Chi. And Dr. Julie and Dr. John, thank you so, so much for all the advice and for talking to us.
David, thank you for the opportunity. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you, David.
Julie and John Gottman are relationship therapists who co-founded the Gottman Institute.